you might say, of a person. Well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Mm-hmm. Anything outside of mad that you might use?
Upset.
Aroused. Mm-hmm. Anything you ever
just
heard?
Go of? All to pieces.
You ever heard blacks or colored people say anything different?
About a person who had already gotten mad, they'd say, you know, he just went all to pieces, or he just had a fit.
Mm-hmm. Had a fit, yeah, I use that a lot.
Yeah, I use that too. I had a running fit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think about what the niggers would use. Back to a person who was hard to please would be someone who was cantankerous.
Yeah, cantankerous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now I know when my children would get hurt when they were small, the niggers, I know Bob was stung by a wasp. And Jeannie, who cooked for Mother and Daddy, asked him, or she said, do hit each. Now, they didn't say itch.
Mm-hmm.
They said each.
Mm-hmm.
And cause hit for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say that somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, well, just...
just calm down.
Or
just hold your temper.
Mm-hmm. And, or you might say, just keep...
keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Or calm.
Mm-hmm. And, say you've been working very hard, you come in and you say you are very
tired.
What other expressions would you use there besides tired?
Completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Worn out.
Mm-hmm. Worn out.
Beat.
Beat. Give out, maybe.
Give out.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, I'm just bushed?
I'm just bushed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which one means that you're the tiredest?
Completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Just,
we would act silly and say, I feel like I am ready to be laid out on the cooling board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a person, she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you say last Sunday she
felt bad last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Or say that the disease started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday she was sick, she...
got sick.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say that any differently?
Older people say she was taken,
mm-hmm.
or she was taken sick,
mm-hmm.
or she came down with this fever. Or the niggers would say, she took sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or she taken sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's ailing.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you are telling somebody about it, you say, well, don't worry about it. She'll be well again.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a day or two.
Or what if it was not necessarily soon, but you know, eventually she'll
before be... long. She'll get over it before long.
Mm-hmm.
She won't be sick long.
Mm-hmm. Say somebody got overheated and chilled, and then his eyes and nose started running. You say he...
he's taking a cold.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, it might affect his voice.
He was hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And he also might get a little
cough.
Mm-hmm.
If he smokes.
Yeah, and he might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And he'll say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.
Mm-hmm. And he says, if you're still sleeping, I'll do what to you? I'll
wake you.
Mm-hmm. And so you might go into a sick person's room and see the medicine there by his bedside, and you might ask him, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Mm-hmm. He might say, well,
was asleep, or mm-hmm. I...
Or he might say, if you want to indicate that he had it earlier, he might say, I
have taken it.
Mm-hmm. Or...